I've got it turned on. I didn't forget. I'm amazed. Probably because I drug it across the floor that I remembered it. Well, it's good to be back at Parkway. The passage that I'm going to preach, when I left home this past Wednesday, was a week ago, was not anywhere in my thoughts as far as this meeting was concerned. I left home, I had four messages in my notebook, ready to go. I knew what I was going to preach. As a matter of fact, I preached one of the messages that Wednesday night at Georgetown. And I just knew and was settled that that was what I would preach here this week. In my personal Bible reading, I came across this passage. And the Lord began to deal with my heart about it. I could not get away from it. Everywhere I turned, I ran across this passage of Scripture. And I would wake up in the night thinking about it, meditating upon it. And when the Lord does that, you know that you need to pay attention. And as I was driving over today, I had my radio on, and I had it on one of those FM stations where they do all these things. People that I'm not even familiar with, really. They have their gospel stations, but they do these talk programs and some music. Music that I don't usually listen to. But in the middle of one of those programs, they stopped and said it was time for a scripture reading by Alexander Scorby, which I love to listen to him read the scripture. And he read this text. Of all things, of all the 66 books in the Bible, why under heaven would he read this text when I had my radio on, when I hardly ever do? And I said, Lord, I take it that you're telling me something. And so, as I had already been meditating upon this passage of Scripture, already been thinking about it, I think it would behoove us to go to this passage of Scripture tonight. Now, I normally like to have 4 or 5 pages of notes when I preach, but I don't tonight. And I'm going to go back to the way I used to preach years ago. I have an outline. I have a very simple outline. And I have that the Lord has impressed my heart with, and that's all that I have. And we'll go as far as we can go with that, and we'll go to the house tonight. Now, there's a lot in this passage. I haven't even given you the text yet. But there's a lot in this passage that we won't get to tonight, that we won't finish tomorrow night, and we won't finish Sunday. But we'll do what we can with it. All right? Now, I hope to, if I can, if God will let me, I hope to exhort you. I think that's pretty much what I do, I think. And we'll look at it and see what happens. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is our text. And we're going to read a little bit, and then we'll look at this passage tonight, and go as far as we go tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Father, I pray that you would add your blessing to the reading of your word. I pray that you would bless the comments made here tonight. I pray that by your Spirit you would take them and get glory unto yourself. In Christ's name, amen. I want to look to tonight, and we'll look at verse number 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about this matter of declaring the testimony of God. Declaring the testimony of God. Now, what is the testimony of God? What is the testimony of God? Now, that word testimony is found throughout the Word of God, throughout the Bible. And that word testimony is a word that is used many times interchangeably with the Word of God. It is used many times with the word witness of God. It's used sometimes interchangeably with the word statutes. Throughout the Bible, you'll find this word used interchangeably with these other words. And so Paul here says that he said, I came declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now, God has given witness. God has given testimony. And Paul said, I came giving or declaring this witness that God has given, declaring this testimony that God has given. Now, that's why he said, I came. Now, he came in a certain manner. He came in a certain way. He didn't come the way that most men had come. He didn't come with excellency of speech. He didn't come boastfully and proudly. He didn't come trying to impress anybody with his education, though he was an educated man. He didn't come trying to lift himself up and exalt himself. As a matter of fact, on one occasion he said that he was given a thorn in the flesh to keep him from being exalted above measure, so that he would not be lifted up above that that he ought to be, so that he could maintain that level that he needed to maintain, so that he wouldn't be like some of those folk were. God gave him that thorn in the flesh. And I think sometimes God does that in our lives. So that we'll remember that it is God and it's not us, ourselves, that has brought us to the place that we are. And so he came, he said, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And I want to look at this declaration for just a few minutes tonight, and I want to think about the kind of declaration that needs to be made. What kind of declaration should we be making? Now, we ought to come as Paul did. As a matter of fact, he said that we ought to have in us the mind of Christ. He said to let this mind be in you, this same mind be in you. And we ought to be making the same kind of declaration, and I believe Paul teaches this. By the way, let me say this. Paul, in coming to the Corinthians, he is coming to them as unto brethren. He is coming unto them as unto saved individuals. Now, sometimes in reading the Corinthian letter here, you kind of wonder about them. The way they're living, sometimes it looks a little bit iffy. But he is speaking unto them as unto saved brethren. And if you wonder about that, go on over and read 2 Corinthians. And when you read 2 Corinthians, he goes ahead and says, when I wrote to you before, he said, I was hard on you. He said, but I wrote to you as unto brethren. I mean, he's clear about it. Now, they're brethren. They're saved folk. That's who they are. They're a church. Now, their church has some problems. And he wrote to them addressing the problems. And he said to them in 2 Corinthians, he said, I don't want to be hard on you this time. I want to write to you, and I want to write to you with joy, and I want to be easy on you. But then it did get a little rough on them anyway. You know, it's kind of like us preachers sometimes. We get to preach and say, now I'm going to go easy on you today. I want to preach, and I want to preach in joy, and I want to be preach everything just happy and good and everything. And then before it's over with, you're scolding a little bit. Now, you don't really want to do that, but sometimes you just kind of get that way and can't help it, you know. You just get to kind of can't help it. That's kind of the way Paul was in 2 Corinthians. And it just worked out that way. But he's preaching to saved folk. There's not any question about it. If you read it, you know that's what he's doing. And so he's not talking to them about being lost people, but he's talking to saved people. And he's teaching them. And this is how we ought to declare and what we ought to declare. And when we declare the testimony of God, this is the way we ought to do it. Now, I believe the first thing that Paul was concerned about was that his testimony be clear. Right. It needs to be a clear testimony. A clear declaration of the testimony of God. He said, I came not with excellency of speech. He said, I didn't try to impress anybody. I spoke plainly. As a matter of fact, on another occasion, he said, I came with great plainness of speech. Now, I expect Paul knew some $10 words. Don't you think? Now, I know some preachers that get in a pulpit and they do their dead level best to try to impress everybody with their vocabulary. You know? Now, I've got no problem with correct grammar. I don't have a problem with that. Somebody said one time, said if you're going to preach, it's all right to, if you're going to use the, speak to the, this was in England, said if you're going to preach to the king's subjects, you ought to not slaughter the king's grammar. And that's nothing wrong with that. We ought to learn how, I think it's a good idea to learn how to speak. Nothing wrong with that. But somebody that's unlearned, that can't use good grammar, there's no problem with that. But there are some of these folk get up and just try to impress everybody with their big words. And I've heard most of them that do that, they'll use words and then they'll use them incorrectly and it ruins whatever they tried to do. They'll use words they don't know the meaning of and use them in places that they don't work. And it's worse than if they had not used them to start with, for sure. But Paul said, I didn't do that. He said, I spoke in such a way that what I said was clear. Now, I want, when I get down from here, you may not agree with me, but I want to be sure that you know what I said.
Yeah.
I don't like folks going out the door scratching their heads and saying, what did he say? I've got a brother that was a member of a church for a year. And I asked him, I said, what's your preacher believe about a certain subject? He said, I have no idea. I said, did he ever preach on it? He said, oh yeah. He preached on it all the time. But he danced around it so much, I never did find out what he believed about it. Now, that's coming with what Paul was calling excellency of speech. And Paul said, I didn't do that. He said, I was plain. I declared unto you the testimony of God. And he said, I did not do it with the kind of language that made it hard for you to understand what I was talking about. He said, I declared the testimony of God clearly. And if we're going to tell people about Jesus Christ, we need to tell them plainly. Tell them what plainly? We need to tell them that Jesus loves sinners. That Jesus died on the cross for sinners. That He was buried and 3 days later He was raised from the dead and He sits at the right hand of the Father and will one day come back to receive unto Himself those that have trusted in Him. And any man that will believe and come to Him, he will receive Him. We need to tell him that. He said, but what if he's not elect? Don't worry about that. That's goofy. Is that what you say all the time? That's goofy. Hey, the plain message, the plain simple message is the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And Paul said, it's the gospel that's the power of God unto salvation. Is that what he said? Then that's the clear message we need to preach. The clear testimony of God. Well, it needs to be clear. It needs to be considered. You need to think about it. Now, the second part of this verse here says, he says, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Now, this wisdom is the wisdom of the world. He said, I didn't come unto you with the wisdom of the world. Now, if you have any doubt that that's what he's talking about, you go on down and read what we've already read. He said, I didn't come unto you with the wisdom of the world, The wisdom of God is foolishness to the world, but the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. He said, I didn't come to you and try to reason it all out. He said, I just preached it. So consider, think about it. Think about it. And stop trying to reason and figure everything out. It needs to be a considered declaration. Your life ought to be lived clearly, plainly, by the truths of the Word of God. Now, do we need to go on to greater faith? Yes. Do we need to study the Word of God and learn more and more and more? Sure we do. But the sinner cannot comprehend the faith to which you have come. He cannot understand those truths that you have learned. Why under heaven are you going to try to burden him with doctrines that you have only recently come to? Consider your declaration. Consider. Forget about the wisdom that the world would try to convince you that you need to impress upon them. You may not be as smart as you think you are. I know a few preachers that are not nearly as smart as they think they are. I've heard some of them in the pulpits, and I've heard some of them around the tables at the fellowship hall. And I just sit and listen. And I think to myself, if they're as smart as they think they are, they ought to be a professor in a seminary somewhere. I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't be hard on folk, but I'm just saying, just because you got PhD, you know, post hole digger behind your name, or just because you got a DD or a THD, or, you know, I won't tell you what that was. But all this stuff behind you, just because you got all that behind your name, that does not mean that you're walking close to God. And it does not mean that you are clearly declaring the testimonies of God to anybody.
Right.
Sometimes you'll find a little old lady sitting on a church pew that'll go out and tell her neighbors about Jesus more readily than some of them will. Consider. It is a considered declaration. Wisdom. There is a wisdom that comes from above. Consider that declaration. Consider. It needs to be a considered declaration. He talks about this wisdom so much. And he goes on, he talks about, well, he said, verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God. In a mystery, he talks about. And he says, none of the princes of this world knew. And he goes on talking about the testimonies of God as they are revealed in the pages of the Word of God. They didn't know anything about this. It's only been revealed in the latter time. And we've seen it. It's been revealed to us by the Holy Ghost of God. They didn't know anything about it. And I'm afraid some folk today that still don't know, still don't see it. But it says in verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's what I'm talking about. It needs to be a considered declaration. A considered declaration. But then it needs to be a confirming declaration. A confirming declaration. He says here in our verse, he says, declaring unto you the testimony of God. In other words, you can't just declare just anything. I know some folk, and listen, it's good to love your church. It's good to love your preacher. But you can't do anything that's going to have any eternal value, anything that's going to last, unless you declare the testimonies of God. It's got to be the Word of God. It's got to be the witness of God Himself. It's got to be what He says that you've got to give people. Now, it's good to invite people to church. You ought to do that. Yeah. Why? Well, you get them here, then they're going to get the Word of God. That's a good thing. You ought to do that. And I'm certainly not down on that. I encourage that. And it's good to love your preacher. The Bible teaches you to do that. The Bible teaches you. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells you that if you don't love Him, you can't even go to heaven. It does. The Bible says, if you love not your brother whom you have seen, if you love not your brother whom you have seen, how can you say you love God whom you've not seen? I mean, that's not a direct quote, but it's pretty close. Now, that's just the way it is. He makes it clear in the Word of God that if you don't love your brethren, then you don't love God. And so, it's just very, very clear. And so, it's good that you love your preacher, and you ought to. And it's good to talk about him, talk good, and say good things about him. That's a good thing. I don't have a problem with that. That's good. You ought to come hear our preacher. Boy, lift him up. That's good. Why? Well, you've got one of the best Bible teachers and preachers in the country. Right here, in this little church. And that's good. You ought to tell people that. Get them here to hear the Word of God. That's great. But do you know what's going to make the difference? It's not Parkway Baptist Church, and it's not Brother Barney Bryant. It's the testimony of God. I'm talking about confirming declaration. You want something that's going to do the job? It's going to be the Word of God. And Paul went everywhere confirming the testimony. Well, he went church to church to church. But the churches that he had established, he kept going back to them over and over again. Why? He went back over. Well, he went back and he confirmed pastors in the churches. But he went back to them over and over again, confirming the testimony of the Lord in every church that he had gone and established and preached in. Over and over and over, he went back. Why? To make sure they were standing in the faith. Declaring the Word of God. If you want to get anything accomplished as far as eternal things are concerned, it's going to take a declaration of the Word of God. Dinners are good. I like to eat. Ladies' showers, I guess they're all right. I've never been invited to them. I guess they're all right. Hey, fellas, cookouts are good. All of it, it's good. But if you want to do anything that's going to have lasting, eternal value, preach the Word of God. Amen. Declare His Word. Pass out gospel tracts. That's good. Make sure they got the Bible in them. That's right. That's all kind I know. The real one. Make sure they got the Bible in, the real Bible in. Pass out gospel tracts. That's a good thing to do. What are you doing when you're doing that? You're declaring the testimony of God. Speak a word, a kind word, to the lady at the checkout and tell her God bless you. You say, well, that's not Bible. No, but it's an encouraging word. Be kind to people. Encourage them in the Word. Encourage them. Just give them a little encouraging scripture verse that comes to your mind. Sometimes you know I'm telling you the truth. A Bible verse comes to your mind and you don't give it to them. You know I'm telling you the truth. And you know that's the Holy Ghost of God. And you have grieved Him. I'm telling you, that's our responsibility, is to declare the testimony of God. What are you doing when you do that? You're confirming the testimony of God. Is this helping anybody? Your family and your friends, when they're down, when they're discouraged. I've got some friends that text me on the text. They text me on the telephone. And sometimes they're hurting. They're sick. I can just give them a little scripture passage to encourage them along. What are you doing? You're declaring the testimony of God. Confirming that God is good and He'll see you through. And people do that for me. I will tell you something. Paul had something here. Well, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Hey, he said here. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you. Well, when he came to them, well, when did he come? Well, when first time he came to them when they were lost and undone. When I came to you not with excellency of speech. He said, or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And that's what we need to do. Now, next time, Lord willing, we're going to talk about determining. He said, I determined to know nothing. Determination. If the Lord lets me get it together. We're going to talk about determination. All right? All right, I'm through, Brother Barney.